The Arcata girls and McKinleyville boys were crowned Big Five champions in basketball this week as both teams continued their impressive seasons. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Muda News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Big Five champions in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories in what was a busy week here on the North Coast, including all the latest high school and college basketball news, why it was a tough week for one local program, news of a big return at College of the Redwoods, a look ahead to a big weekend for one Cal Poly Humboldt team, how the local sports community plans to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, and why March the 8th will be a big day for the local running community. But first up, the Arcata girls basketball team celebrated senior night on Tuesday with a league championship. After honoring a class of seven seniors before their game with the Fortuna Huskies, a group that includes reigning co-MVPs of the Big Five, Tay and May Wolfert, the Tigers took care of business on the court with a 65-49 win. The victory, which was the team's eighth straight, lifted the Tigers to 6-0 in conference play and moved them three wins clear of the chasing pack with just two games remaining. The championship is the second straight for the school. The Tigers had clinched at least a share of the title over the weekend when it was announced the Eureka Loggers would have to forfeit two games from earlier in the year because they had fielded an ineligible player, including a Big Five game against McKinleyville. That dropped the Loggers from 3-2 in conference play to 2-3. The news capped a disappointing few days for the Eureka team, which suffered back-to-back conference losses to Arcata and McKinleyville, the latter coming in overtime on Friday night. The Arcata girls, however, made sure they would not have to share the title with Tuesday's win, which was the team's 15th straight in conference play dating back to February of 2024. Also in Big Five girls action on Tuesday, Del Norte got an important 51-38 win over McKinleyville to improve to 3-3 in conference play and take over sole possession of second in the standings. The top three teams in the final conference standings will advance to the upcoming HDNL postseason Dick Nicolai tournament, which is always one of the highlights of the local sporting year. In Little 4 girls basketball, last weekend the St. Bernard's girls continued their march towards a conference title with a 69-39 win at Hoopa, while Ferndale got the better of South Fork 45-3. The SB girls, however, would drop a non-conference game in overtime to their crosstown rivals on Saturday night, falling 54-52 to Eureka. In local boys basketball, the McKinleyville Panthers clinched at least a share of the Big Five title with a 49-42 win over Del Norte on Wednesday. The championship is the second in 3 years for McKinleyville, which improved to 6-0 in the Big Five. The Panthers, who also won last year's Dick Nicolai tournament, can claim the Big Five title outright with a win in either of their final two conference games or an Arcata loss in either of their final two games. The Tigers continued their late season surge with a 64-36 win at Fortuna on Wednesday, which was their third straight in the Big Five and lifted them to 4-2. Eureka, which had a bye in conference play this week, is third in the Big Five with a record of 2-3, followed by Del Norte at 2-4 and Fortuna at 0-5. Big Five action continues on Friday night with a pivotal game in Crescent City between Del Norte and Eureka, with the winner taking over third in the standings and moving into pole position for the Big Five's third and final Dick Nicolai tournament berth. In Little 4 boys basketball, the St. Bernard's Crusaders inched closer to the conference championship with an 81-45 win over Hoopa last Friday, improving to 3-0 in conference and two wins clear of the chasing pack with three games remaining. The SB boys can clinch at least a share of the title with a win at home against Ferndale on Friday night. Also in the Little 4 last Friday, South Fork defeated Ferndale 67-53 to leave both schools 1-2 in conference and in a three-way tie with Hoopa for second. All three teams remain in the hunt for the second and third Little 4 Dick Nicolai tournament berths. Hoopa hosts South Fork in Little 4 action on Friday night. In college basketball, meanwhile, it was a good weekend for all four local teams. The College of the Redwoods men's and women's teams played at Lassen and won. The CR men prevailed 93-63, just 2 days after losing 78-65 at Feather River, improving to 4-1 in the Golden Valley Conference and keeping pressure on conference leader Feather River, which is 5-0. The CR women posted their third straight win with an 80-56 victory, improving to 4-1 in conference and remaining just one win behind GVC leaders Butte, which is 5-0. The Cal Poly Humboldt teams both also enjoyed impressive weekends. The Humboldt men beat Cal Poly Pomona and Cal State San Bernardino to go to 9-3 in conference play, and they remain tied for second in the standings with Dominguez Hills, while the Humboldt women also beat Pomona and San Bernardino and improved to 10-2 in conference play, remaining third in the standings, just one win behind co-leaders Pomona and Chico State. In local college softball, College of the Redwoods enjoyed a successful return to action at the David Hawk Wilder Memorial Tournament in Glendale last weekend. The Corsairs, who were playing for the first time in 2 years, after having to cancel their 2025 season due to a shortage of players, lost just one of four games, finishing 2-1-1. This weekend also sees the Cal Poly Humboldt softball team begin the 2026 season at the Concordia Kickoff in Irvine, with four games over 2 days. The CR baseball team, meanwhile, began the new season last weekend with a three-game series at Mendocino College, with the Eagles taking all three games by scores of 8-4, 13-9, and 11-1. Switching gears, National Girls and Women's in Sports Day will take place on Wednesday of next week, and the day will be celebrated here on the North Coast with a special event at College of the Redwoods. For the second straight year, Del Norte High School senior Bliss Blackburn is organizing a local event to highlight the importance of participating in sports for young girls. The event, which will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., is free for any girls in 6th through 8th grade in Humboldt and Del Norte counties, and will include a guest speaker, current topics and games, as well as a free lunch and free sweatshirt for all participants. And rounding out another busy week in local sports news, the 47th annual Foggy Bottom Milk Run will take place in Ferndale on Sunday, March the 11th. The popular annual event will feature 2-mile, 4-mile and 10-mile races for all ages. And that's this week's KMOD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.